Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week's topic is pursuing the dream. And today, I'd like to remind you of the definition of insanity: doing the same thing over and over, but expecting different results. Does that sound like you when it comes to pursuing your dreams? You do the same thing week after month after year, hoping that good fortune will just fall out of the sky and land on you. And after 3 or 4 years of no luck, you even begin to resent the dream. As we conclude this week's topic, I'm going to go back to the scripture we started with 4 days ago, Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God is not the one that must be convinced and persuaded to make our plans and dreams come to pass. We are. We're the ones that repeat the same cycle month in and month out, all the while crying that nothing ever seems to go our way. God has done His part. He equipped us with everything we need to succeed, and He even offers daily wisdom on which steps to take to get there. So, what's it going to take to put you back on course to fulfilling your life's dreams? One night a week at the junior college? Or the solution for you may be as simple as giving up one television show a day and spending that hour researching information. You didn't get off course overnight, so there won't be any quick fix to getting back on. But if you begin doing something you've never done, you will get something you've never had. It may take a month, it may take a year, but eventually you will enjoy the fulfillment of your heart's desire. My friend Dr. Miles Monroe says that the richest real estate on earth is the graveyard, because it's full of buried treasures, books that were never written, songs never sung, inventions never seen, because people got so busy with life they had no time to pursue their dream. You know what yours is, and it's never too late. Today is a new day. What's it gonna take? That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.